Okay.
I'd like to do something, you know, before we get into the Kiddush HaKodesh and everything, okay? I'd like to show you something very interesting. Just in terms of the Rambam and how he learns the Gemara on Shabbos. Okay? Okay, and I'm going to show you something and you'll let me know what you think of it. Okay? Let's do it again. Okay. At the end of Sherish Beis, he says, Wazeh haderech ba'atzmoy mono chishu tkufois mitzvah begla adrash haniskam al omo ki chochmaschem v'inaschem leinei amim. In other words, it's tam adrash, and it's not for you to give him midas, and you know, that's what he does. Vu omrom ezihi choch muvino shilein yamim avioi meze chishuv tkufus amazolos. Vi'ilu mona kol mashiyos mevuah v'chulei. We discussed that part of it. That part is not negated at the moment, and just basically, you know, until this point, okay? Now, let's read the Gemara on Shabbos for a second. And then, I want to talk about the Rambam. Okay? I want to read a Tshuva of Rambam that says Pshat in the Gemara. And then I want to see how that can fit into Sefer Mitzvahs. That's the... this is like, you know, it's a left field, but I think it's going to be very interesting, okay? His mom is Tshuva Saram says Pshat in this Gemara. Okay? So, the Gemara Shabbos, Ayin Heim and Aleph. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mishum Bachapol. Kol ha-yudeya l'chashi b'tkuf u'zumazolois ve'en o'cheshev all of ha-kosuv o'ymer v'es poil ha-shem lo yabitu v'es ma'as ha-yodav lo yro'u. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Banachon, we're talking about the godless of Briya Pashas, right? No. And I guess it was right in front of their eyes, or they didn't look at it intently. Yabita was more of a clear look. Roh means didn't even see it. I don't know exactly, okay? They didn't even look and glance at it, okay? But the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmoni, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Shemitzvah Al Ha'odom L'chashev Tkufus Amazolis, Shnemushmartem Deitzit HaMitzvah, Shnemushmartem V'asisem. So I guess Ushmartem V'asisem is the mitzvah. Ushmartem V'asisem Tzivut. ושמעת מסיקי חוכמת מן השכנעי נעמים. איזה חוכמה בין השכנעי נעמים, הביאו מזה חיש את תקופה זה מזור. אוקיי, בסדר. So the third are two things mentioned in Gemara. None is the mitzvah lachashev in tkubah zeh mazalos, but a person who knows, or whatever your day means, and doesn't do it, is also the sacramento. Has nothing to do with it, okay? Whatever it is, okay? Those are the two things, okay? Correct? Let's take them all. And it's very interesting, it's not for me now, but the more starts off with also the sacramento. But chronologically, it should be just the opposite. You can tell there's a mitzvah, you don't fill it, okay? It's a very interesting thing. Someone asked the Rambam, what's pshat in the Gemara? Mishi yodei l'chashev v'eino choshvoi osa l'sapring men. Tshuva the Rambam. And then we'll see what happens. Okay, so stay the Rambam, tshuva the Rambam. Rambam, shal tshuva the Rambam, simin kuf nun, ha-she'ela lamed beis, she'ela b'ma she'omru, or Sho'alo, Sho'alo. Bima Sho'omru, Hayudei Lechashe, Betkubas Mazor Zeno Machashe. Bechule, they won up shop. Eich Yeye Zehachishu, Umayetu Zeno, what's going on? What are we talking about? By him, Zoe Halocha, him love. No, it's Halocha, it's just, you know, it's Tamagadic member, you know, is it a clear halachic mandate, I guess. Okay. That's what he's asking, okay. Achuva. Chishu. Kufois umazolois, who chokmas hatchuna bechlau. I was some chokmas hatchuna. Maybe it's. I'm not sure if it's spherical trigonometry or something like this. Okay, well, that's what you really need over here. So I'm not sure how, but it's just geometry. But really, what we're really talking about over here is spherical trigonometry, because you're working in three planes. Okay, and you have to see how things are playing around. So the only way to do it is with the spherical trigonometry. Okay, but say that. So the Rambam says, we're talking about a chokhmah, which is a chokhmah satchun. Okay, say that. The omra. Be'omrom, kol yodeya v'eino machashiv. What does it mean, yodeya? So Ram says, v'atzoloi m'mish yesh b'yacholtoi l'hovin o'yso, v'loi seichel teiv. Okay? The Rebbeinu is not Joshmo, okay? So, you know, the second Mo is a little misleading. Then it says, mitzvah lo'odim l'chashiv. It's not a person, okay? So we're talking about a gifted individual who potentially has abilities in the area of spherical trigonometry or something like that, and he doesn't in any way try to take advantage of his innate abilities. Okay, let's see. Let's continue. I didn't do anything yet. What's the loyma? Me, sheyesh b'cholto lahovin oisa, v'loy seichel teiv. Okay, so I don't know what the two things are. You know, you could have one without the other. So I don't know what seichel teiv means. In other words, you have an innate ability, but you might not be able to unless you have, like, this logical mind. I don't know what the seichel teiv means exactly. But two things, okay? Let's, you see, it's difficult to even comment on this, because if my impression is, unless it was a tshuva to a native, non-Arabic country, the tshuvas were in Arabic and they were translated. We don't have the originals. So, you know, there's nothing to go back to. Okay, so you have no clue of what the translation is, what happened. Okay, but this is what we have. Mishyesh b'chol, but you know, if it's not the way that way, that's not this. He can't. The medayik over here, I think, is not fair. You know, this that he says this and that. Okay. The v'loy seichel teiv, v'kora hakdomus zeis hachochmo, and he already saw hakdomus. I assume he already saw the. Prologue. It's not the prologue. The basics. He's aware of the basics, the foundations which are necessary to build on to begin to work in this field, I guess, or to understand this. Vagdomos, whatever he means, vagdomos, whether it's an exact word or not. Domos is a chochavino isekbo. In other words, he has the inner ability. He already. He not only he could do it, but he's grounded in it and doesn't do it. That's what we're talking about. Umalshe amaltim. So ma yetze mizeh. Okay. What I think my yetzim is there, he interpreted what's going to come out of this. So what's the scoop? Okay. What's the purpose of this? You know, why are we going so far on a person where, you know, that's the purpose of a Gemara to say pshat and someone who has innate abilities and spherical trigonometry doesn't take advantage of it? What's going on here? Okay. That's the question. My yetzim is there. My yetzim is there. Okay. Rabbi Meir said in the Braisa, Histakel b'ma'asov shemitech kach atomakir es mi she'oma v'oyo olo. Okay. And then just reading the lines, each sentence is a chamamish kulitela. Umitchilas chibureinu hagodol, and from the beginning of the chibur hagodol, the Ram Mishnah Teilu that taught us the chibur hagodol, yizboye elu ikta. You'll see this in the beginning of the Ram. Bekitza is. The Ram says that the beginning of Yisrei Atera is really what this Gemara is talking about. Okay? Now, the interesting thing is that you'll find others that there's a tshuva. You can look at the tshuva. Sad tshuva is Yochanan and Boyaz. That's a very similar thing. Okay. Okay. In Sad tshuva is Chelik Aleph Sim Kuflamidei. Okay, Beseila. Now let's say Pshat. L'chera, what we're talking about is the mitzvah from Avos Hashem or Yiras Shamayim, or the daya that Ram says in Yisrei Atera, or the daya from Gadlus HaBriah will bring it to Avos Hashem. Correct? So then, it's an amazing thing. Okay. That's what I'm saying. This is the Rabbon. Okay. He should have raised a different kasha. This is the way. What histakel? What are you doing? Histakel b'maisov. You see it even better, Kai. You see it even better. Okay. Histakel b'maisov. So you tell kachach the makis b'ri. Okay. Because the chayyim, what he means in tchilas, what's he referring to tchilas chiburin or agodol? The Ram and Perik Beis and Rishon Leteir Aloch Aleph and Beis, Okel Anichboi Vaneiro Hazeh, Mitzvah Ovo Yiro Yisrael. Shneim Vaapto Es Hashem Elokecha, Veneim Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro. Vehechi Aderech Laavosa Viyosai, Vesho Shis Boinin Ode B'Maasov Ubruyov Hanifloim Agdoilim, Viyu Mehen Chochmosai. She'en lo erich v'lekeitz miyad hu oyhe hu meshabeach hu mufoye hu mis'av v'tavo gedoy l'leida Hashem agodo v'o she'om adobi somo nafshi l'elokim l'kel chai u'kishemechashev b'dvom o elu atzmon miyad hu nilsa l'achoyrov v'yifache v'yivoda over Yodea, Shehu, Biryak, Tano, Shvelo, Afelo, Bechule. Okay? Bechule, Bechule. Then, he quotes at the end of this, at the end, Kmo she'omu chachomeinu, binyin ahavo, shemitechka atomakir esmi shohoye vo'oye oyla. Okay? So if you had any doubt, this is referring to what does it ask, correct? Correct. Another gram you say that Tere Perik Dal that Alocha Beis Bizman Shod the Mizbrini Medvor Meilu Umach Kol Aburi Mimalach V'Galgo V'Chule V'Odom V'Galgo V'Odom Kiyetzi Boi V'Yira Chochmos Shal Kodesh Boruch Hu V'Chol Yitzur V'Chol Aburi Moisiv Avo Lamokoy V'Titzma Nafshoy V'Yichma V'Soroy Lavoy Laho V'Kodesh Boruch Hu V'Yiru Yifachim V'Shifusa V'Dalusoy V'Chule. The emissaries that are docked the Yeshaya Perikei Prosecute Beis Vespoil Hashem Lo Yabitu Umaisi Otav Lo Yro Zokta Achyak Zokta Adak V'yesh Lo Forish Vespoil Hashem Umaisi Yodo Chochma Sakei Chovim Ki Mimenu Yagia Ha'odom L'chover Ha'bere L'chover Ha'bere. Kol yodei lechashe betkufu mazolois veino machashe volo v'kosovon es polashem luyed. Okay. Okay. As I'm talking to Tehillim, you look more. I'm going to say you get general idea. Okay. I'm talking to Tehillim chof ches hey. Okay. You also call tomorrow on Shabbos there. Okay, Beseder. This is it, you know. He says, Avos Hashem, he says this. Well, that's what we're talking about. So, L'chair in Rambam, he should have asked a different kasha in Sefer Mitzvahs. He should have asked a kasha. Or does the derech, if you should make it, be and then he's going to be in Av Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So he says, that's the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, or Yerushalayim. So how does the Baha'i call three separate mitzvahs, minyan mitzvahs? He should have asked the Kasha, Chof Zayin Kumvasei is Avos Hashem, and Chof Ches is Yerushalayim, and he has Chishuk Tkufa, it's a separate mitzvah. That's the Kasha he should have asked. Instead of asking that kasha, he comes around and asks the kasha at the Rabbonim, okay, and Sherish Aleph, and then explains, because the stam, the drosha, is not you giving me this, l'cheira, the way I explained last week, and show him how he's helped. It's Mamash Apella. No, you know, see, normally sometimes you read a Rambam, you know, and you read a different place, he's talking, Mamash, what are you talking about? You know, it sheds light on the whole, you know, on the whole horizon. And here, it's almost like fog. Okay. V'aniru loy mebez l'Hashem yisboch. Okay? The kasha, the chari, the kasha, correct? And you understand why I spoke about this, correct? Shteyten, Sefer Mitzvahs, and Ram, Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs asegim. Let's read it. Ba-mitzvah shlishis. He says. Hu atzivui shenitztavinu ala avoso yis'ale v'hu shenizboinein minestakel b'mitzvoisov v'tzivuyov u'puloisov. Okay. Kidei shenasigehu v'nis'aneg b'hasogosoi tachos ha'oineg. And the purpose of this is to magia to tachos ha'oineg v'nasogos ha'kodesh baruch hu v'zoi tachlis o'avo ha'mitzuva. Vulosh sifri ufi shenema v'yoavto eis Hashem alokecho yodei ani keitza oi v'samokoi. So it's a question, you know, even though it doesn't look like that, but it's a question.
He answered as a question with Vulosh. Any Yodea?
Yeah, but you can do whatever you want. Okay, there's only one problem over here. In the original Arabic text, I'll read the Arabic text. Not sifri. Okay, so that's just one word that's in Arabic. Lefi shenema v'yafto es Hashem elokecho yodea ani keitzad oyves amokoi. Okay, so that is the sifri. In one, I think in Dalit, I guess it's Tfus, it's any day, but I don't know how that became. But the original Arabic, and that's the table, well, I guess, is, okay, the same, I guess. It's, you know, that's why they made the change, I assume, okay? Yedei ani keitzad oyves amokoyim tam loyma vohoyu advo moeila asher nochi mitzav choyom alvovecho shemitech kach Atomaki Misha Oma Bohoyo Holom. So basically, hello, this a major switch over here, that the way to Mitrich Kach Atomaki is Misha Oma Bohoyo Holom. Okay. You see, it's a very interesting thing. The Ram quotes a Maimon, we don't even know where this is. Okay. The Maimis is Taka B'Maisav Shemitech Kach Atomaki Et Mishim Bo'olam. Where this is unknown. Okay, we know there's a Sifri. He quotes a Rameh. We don't know what we're talking about. Okay, okay, but whatever it is, in Sefer Mitzvahs, looking at the world, so it's very strange. Ki bis boinus, hine be'al l'cho, ki bis boinus tukas l'cho asoga. In understanding Teira, that's an amazing thing, that becomes a deya, okay? In understanding what Teira is all about, I don't know, you don't have to say. That's what we're talking about, correct? Then ki bisboinus tusag l'cho asoga v'yimso atainuk v'yimotze atainuk v'yot tiye avo be'echach. Okay? Correct? So now, next point. So, l'chera, if I ask you, say, for mitzvahs, what's the way to have avas Hashem? So it's looking into the bria, or is it learning Torah? It's learning Torah in a very special way, I assume. I don't know, I guess, I don't know exactly, okay. Or maybe maybe, you know, I have no idea, maybe, it's because he adds there, should we take cut? There's something else which is not even there. This Medabek B'Drochov, it doesn't even say in the original Arabic text. I don't know what we have over there, because he doesn't in the general force, that's what it says, but I don't know if there's there. Okay. So then you ask yourself, so if you think about it, the Rambam, from the vantage point of Sefer HaMitzvahs, as opposed to his vantage point in Mishneh Torah, which the tshuva is based on his vantage point in Mishneh Torah, the question is, what's going on in the Gemara Shabbos? Okay. Because it's a very different thing. If you take the vantage point with this Rameya, and you say she talk about Makis, we you have a tiny shen kamo peseda. So then you can start asking Kasha, why isn't one mitzvah with Abbas Hashem? You know, what's going on over here? But if you come from the standpoint and the vantage point that Mitzvah Shato Makir is a mitzvah gimel, that the way to get to Abbas Hashem is through Talmud Torah, or whatever that is, or maybe of the Talmud Torah is, of the Torah is Be'emis and the Lay. I don't know, you know, you can start saying all the drush you want, but something in Talmud Torah is happening over here, okay? And that causes it to be Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nothing to do with Avos Hashem and Yerushalayim, correct? So if there's a mitzvah, okay, in the Gemara, okay, Gemara on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah d'rabbana. It's not to do anything. In the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, l'chayit the daya, in order to come to Avos Hashem. But l'chayra, if you look at it from the vantage point of Sefer Mitzvahs, it's a poshut of the Rabbon. Okay. And l'chayra from the point of Mishneh Torah, it's part of Avos Hashem. So it's a very interesting thing. So I asked like last week, where is this in Mishneh Torah? So the answer is, it's Yisrael Torah. From that vantage point. Okay? But from the vantage point of Sefer Mitzvahs, we have to know where you put in Mishneh Torah, okay? But not the way it's written in Mishneh Torah, the way Mishneh Torah is written. So the Rambam, the Shitosa, the Mitzvah Kacha Tamachir, as the Mishav Bo, I mean, it's not a stack of a Maiso, but it's Vohoy Advom, where the Shon Luchim Tzav Choy Yom Vovecho. So it was a Rabbi Yisai. It's only the Rabbon, it's Tama Poshin, it's Tama Drosha. It's Tama Drosha. How does Allah do this put in Minyan Mitzvahs? That's the Kasha. That's what I would tell you.
The Targum by you, as he has Pulosov here, that you don't have Pulosov in your
room? No, Pulosov? I assume, okay. I think I once discussed this with some of our Arichos. If you want, remind me, I'll check this out again. Pulosov Mistame is the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pulisav means Mahu Lachu Mafato Chanun, Mahu Chanun Nafato Doso. In order to understand that, and as part of, because you understand yourself, hello, that if you're going to do something else with Pulaiso, you're getting yourself into rut. How are you going to understand? How does that happen? That doesn't make any sense, correct?
I mean, it's just proving part of the statement.
But then, it's just not so simple. Why? Yeah, you know, he has a maimo. You know that the kilu b'tzeichu mustaka b'maisa. He doesn't, you know, that maisa b'puloisa, because he always talks puloisa. Okay, one more second. Try one more thing for you. Just one second, either it will be or not. Because that's what he has in say, here in Mitzvah Ches. I don't know how much you're going to gain from it. But when he talks about Hashem al Kecha Telechu and Varach B'Drocho, the Gam B'Piyu Shevo, Shinyon L'Zdamois L'Ma'asi Matevim, U'L'Damois U'L'Midois Hanich Bodhi, Shebehem B'Tua Yisala. So, you know, that's what I would assume. You know, I can't take a shvur d'raisa about it, but you know, it's if you know, it's like throwing something in like from nowhere and expecting you to you have two approaches. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? So I'm just telling you, it could be that you have to clearly take a position that it's Yichoch Maschem V'naschem Le'ini Amim. That's why he quotes it in the Shoshim, and that's the issue. And nothing to do with Avos Hashem and Yerushalayim. Okay.
In Sfar, you don't.
And what's difficult? What's the Sfar?
No, I'm just saying, in Sfar, you don't know why it should be at loggerheads. You know that it's dafki this and dafki that.
In Sfar, it's a whole different. Okay, good. I don't know any scholars. He would talk about what the mitzvah is and what the Pirushim Mekubal is and what the Chachamim and Zechariah and Baruch say and what it is, and he's presenting a whole different approach. Correct? Okay. That is pretty clear. And I'll tell you something. Let me ask you something. The Eini Amim is a little strange. You know, that should be able to. You see, if you're putting this together with that, he can look at the Maisa Kodesh Boch, understand, you know, Kilu is godless. What does it do? With Hichoch Maschem, Vein Aschem, and it's the Chamitzah from Avos Hashem. What do you need? The Hichoch Maschem, or the Sanochazach, that since Goyim, you know, you'll be able to, you can make a Kiddush Hashem through this, and you don't do it. Hichoch Maschem, Vashem, Vein Aschem, you know. Okay, we say that. Little things, little shit. All I'm just trying to tell you, I think that's what's going on here, and it's Mamish Holibus story. Okay? So it's not a dog. Okay. So you can take a different point, okay? Just want to show you could have flipped it in a different way. You could have said, you know something? Maybe this is part of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Because the Ram Shita is that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, we'll talk about this more, but it's just the beginning to get as a warm up. Okay, you know, we'll get to, I don't know how much we'll do this evening, but you open up. Yeah, yeah. Perek Aleph. Avilus Kiddush HaChodesh. Mitzvah Seimen HaTeira Aloch HaZayin. Abezdin Shichashvu Shichashvu. V'yedu im Yura Hayreich Uloi. So maybe that's what we're talking about over here. And the Rambam's Mechadish, which is a very interesting Chiddush, that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is not the plain Kiddush, but sitting down and making a cheshbon. And the Rambam, the next halacha, says the din of this cheshbon is dafkin Eretz Yisrael. You have to do the cheshbon Eretz Yisrael. And if you want, you can go further. The Ram comes to the conclusion, they made a cheshbon, that it couldn't be seen, Bezdin wouldn't sit. Bezdin only sat when they made a cheshbon, it could be seen. And the Suda of Iba Chodesh, okay, is only when they sat and the end didn't come. But if they didn't sit, there was no Suda. Okay, the Rambam, it's a very important thing, this chishu. Okay, so the Rambam says in Perek Yuzayin Halacha Chav Dalet, when he's explaining, going back and explaining what he's talking about throughout the whole until this point in Ilchus Kiddush HaChodesh, the Tam Kol Eilu HaChashbonos Mibnei Ma Moisifin Minyan zeh mibnei ma gorim veheich noida kol dova v'dova me'elu advorim v'raya al kol dova u'dova ki chochmas hatkufois v'agmatires shechibu bo chachme yovon sforim harbe v'hem imsoim afshav v'yara chachom אבל הספורם שחיבו כך לישראל שואים מהנביאים ממיני יסוחו לא הגיעו אלינו. אוקיי, אלוכי רדיס חשבונס הנרן וקשת הריה, קשת הריה, the in, you see, it's very good geometry, you're talking about the arc, the angle of arc that between the sun and the moon, that the moon should be visible. Okay, the increment between the sun and the moon, it goes about a half a degree every 12 every hour. So 12 degrees every 24 hours. Okay, that's how you get to 360. 312 times 30 is 360, and that's what comes back to the space point, but it's not really 12, it's a little less than 12, so that's to get 29 and a half there, okay? So you have to know how much angle of arc between the sun and the moon, you know, you understand, in a solar eclipse, you won't be able to see the new moon, okay? Okay. So it's not only the Keshariya that we're talking about, you're also talking about Chishuv Tkufos, the Cheshbonos Eilu. And that's what he talks about in Perek Yud of Ilchus Kiddush HaChodesh, the Cheshbon of Tkufa of Yibo Hashana. So maybe what does this? Maybe that's what we're talking about, because Tzam calls it Tkufa, right? It's Mavish, you know, or does it does, correct? Rabbi say, the answer is very simple over here. What are we talking about? Chochma or a rote mathematical cheshbon? Okay? When you're talking and you learn Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, there's an amazing thing. The Rambam basically is a guide to the simpleton. Even though people, you know, a lot of people just don't understand what's going on in Kiddush HaChodesh, okay? But really it's a guide to a simpleton, okay? Because he's not telling you why it's so. He's just telling you when the sun is here or the moon is here, you add this amount of amount God, because he's, you know, he's going out because the sun, the moon moves across the ecliptic from about 4.5 degrees north to 4.5 degrees south of the ecliptic, and how everything plays itself out, you know, knowing where the ecliptic is and where the mazolas are, you can have a better idea of whether there is the necessary arc to be able to see the moon, okay? But if you look for Luchos Kiddush HaChodesh, there's no explanation of anything. Okay? It's a poshita mathematical cheshbon. Okay? And that's what Bezin did, the poshita mathematical cheshbon. Okay? Okay? Now, oh, right? So let's go back. And read Perek Yud Zayin Aleph Chof Dalet again and think if this could be the story. V'tam kol eilu cheshbon. It's v'tam. The explanation to understand what's going on. V'tam kol eilu cheshbon. B'nei ma mosifin minyan ze mirimap goyrin. Why? It's a world map, he says. If it's like this, you add some numbers. If it's like this, you subtract something. You know? It's pushed. It's throughout mathematics. And doing it, you can be, you know, an absolute idiot and just know when to add, just adding and subtracting and getting the right answer. Okay? You don't know what you're doing. So Rama says, you know, what's the explanation of all this? I wrote a whole Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, you know. So what's the scoop? It's v'tam kol eilu cheshbonos. Okay. We've been ima mosifin minyan ze v'nima gorin v'heich noida kol dovo v'dovo me'elu advorim v'arayi al kol dovo dovo otos is hi chochmas at kufos v'agimatris shechibu bo chachmi yovon sforim halve. Can I ask you something? If a person does a rote mathematical cheshbon, can you say it's poor Hashem lo yibito? This might be other kilo roll. So you understand? You're talking about the real thing, the chokhmah. Says hot and satan, nothing to do going on over here. You say that? So this is really what's going on. The Gemara Shabbos, the Kiddush HaChodesh is the Poshta Cheshbon, and that's Goyim Mosifin. The Gemara Shabbos is not the Cheshbon HaPoshut, as Poshta Hashem Lo Hibit. Ushmaltem Vasis Ki Chochmasna Venis Ramamim Eizu Chochma. Ubina, Shilene Amim, to push the mathematical cheshbon, to know, you know, that the Ram to follow simple rules of what to add and subtract to come to a conclusion, nothing to do with the Gemara. So it's nothing to do with Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. It's nothing to do with the Ram Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. It's what you call Chochmas HaTchuna from the Chachma Yoron, which had Bnei Gosa, which the Bnei, which in the Bnei Neviim were the Bnei Yisachar, Shalom HaYisrael, correct?
the Chochmah and Bina Beinei Agam before the Yavan had acquired this Chochmah?
Yeah, yeah. That's what Ram says, okay? Even though there are a lot of sense of text back and forth, but it's a mistake. Because the Ram says, because when someone says, a Chochmah says something, okay, contrary to popular opinion, you should accept or not accept what he says as truth. Not based on who says it, but the strength of the argument in the Rais. Okay? If you want, we can read it, you know, but it's not negated anything now. And that's basically what he's saying. So he says, even though the Chachmei Ayovan are saying it, it really is, if the argument is okay, then it's okay. And if it's not, it's not. You know, it's a very open-minded person to accept knowledge from anyone as long as you can prove it. Okay, that's what he says very clearly. Very good night. Okay, now. Now, let's go to Ramban. Okay? So that was just to clear, but I think this is, you know, when I came to the conclusion about this, I said to myself, how can I skip this? Just to let you know. Okay? Correct? Now, next. Avochishu b'Ramban in Sherish Aleph, okay? So you put together the Ram of Cherish Aleph and Cherish Beis, we all see where the Ram is coming from, okay? Avochishev Kufois, Shemona Baal Halochois, Ki Mitzvahs Ibo Shonim Alat Kufa. Okay? So first of all, I point out last week that this, did I even know if I pointed out this week, this is the Ramban is saying, or I pointed out for Kitzur Nimrus, this is the Ramban is saying that there's a mitzvah of Ibo Ashona, is not some of Ibo Tzchus on the Bahag, but the Ramban basically agrees with this. Because he says in Kufnun Gimel, in Mitzvah Seh Kufnun Gimel, Kosav Arav, and he quotes the Rambam as saying what he says, Fakasafti, Kibal Halochis Yosim Kiddush HaKodesh B'riyah O B'cheshbon Mitzvah Achas V'yosim Ibo Ashono B'teisefes Kodesh Mitzvah Acheres V'adin Imoi V'odati Zeh B'ikor Rishon. Therefore, in the end of Shichas Alavim, he writes, V'ato im tovin kol ma shekasavnu b'dinei mitzvah seh. He has the cheshbon of aseh and lo yisay afterward, okay? Tiresh salakna b'cheshbonenu shalarav b'chule kul mesem v'shesh v'yavo b'mekoymon shesh esrei mitzvah shekasavnu shechokan arav and v'kiddush achidish v'ibu ashona Nase oisam shtayim kedas ba'alochis. Very clear. Okay. And it's very clear that the Ramban claimed that he understood the halachos of the list. And it's clear that Allah is saying that. And I would say the best raya for that is the diktuk in the Lashon Bahag that he quotes Chishuv Kufais and and Priyas HaChodesh in a very close proximity, one to the next. Kila's do this. Because he writes, Kfiyas Rosh Chodeshim, Ayin Dalet, and Ayin Hey, the Chishit Kufais. So that smichos, the putting two things together, is the Ramban felt that was a clear giveaway. seems to say that, you know, whatever the Gemara Shabbos is talking about. That's where the Ramban goes. He comes from this point that the halacha goes puts together, and it's a separate mitzvah called Yibasham. It's a very interesting thing. Whenever the Ramban, he quotes the Bahag from what he says, whenever he paraphrases it, he doesn't say Chishuv. He doesn't say Chishuv Tkufos. Places he brush on him. Every place when he's talking about it. So a chayra is the Balok's Dilemus calls it Chishuv Tkufos. You dissect the Cheshbon is part of the mitzvah, something's going on over here. Okay? The Ramban maybe want to deny that completely and just says a very simple thing. He brush on. So on one hand, he agrees that there's a new mitzvah, but when he himself paraphrases the mitzvah, he paraphrases it in a very different way. Not a lot of people paraphrase it. Correct? Just to be honest with ourselves. So before we get, involved over here, and the interesting thing is, and this is the beginning of things, as much as we made a case in the Rambam that Chishuv is part of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, it's not clear at all that the Chishuv is part of the mitzvah of Yibar Shana. And when the Ram talks about what has to be in Eretz Yisrael, he talks about the cheshbon of Kiddush HaChodesh has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, in Perek Aleph there, Halacha Yud, I think, Kiddush HaChodesh. But he says the Yibo Hashonim has to be in Eretz Yisrael. But there's not a word at all about the cheshbon. We don't even know the din on the cheshbon. Okay, so we don't know anything, but that's what he says in Halachas Perek Aleph Halachas Zayin Iches Mitzvah Semen Atel Abezin Shiachshavu V'yedu Im Yori Reicholo Shidzvayim Dema Shikach Shachodesh V'chule Shnei Ma Shetiko Yisru Mamiko Hakodesh Shnei Ma Shmata Tzuchuk Azayis Lamo Ado Ein Mechashvim Mekoyim Mechadoshim U'ma'avim Shonim Ele Be'eit Yisrael Kleivin Chadoshim Ma'abim Shonim. Ein Mechashvin V'Kleivin Chadoshim Ma'abim Shonim. So it's Mechatzot. Again, the same thing. And the Pratei HaMitzvah is Mitzvah Saseh in the beginning of the Kiddush HaChodesh. Achas V'hi Lach Shoy V'Leida V'Legvoya V'Ezi Yoy V'Chiz Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh V'Chodesh HaShonim. So we don't know anything. So it could be, it's just the opposite. Maybe Gufa, because of this, the Rambam interprets Halachas Gedolos that he's talking about the Chochmah. Because if you learn that the Chishuv Tkufos is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and if there is no mitzvah of the Chishuv Tkufos, of Yibar Shana, and there's no mitzvah of Chishuv, so it becomes a little bit zany to accept such a thing. Ramban has done a major thing. He says, the Bahag says one thing, and he says X, and he says he means Y. He doesn't have a comment about the issue of is there an Inyan of Cheshbon, or is there not an Inyan of Cheshbon in the Yibar Shana, correct? maybe that goof is a schus. That he's learning in the Bahag that that's what he meant. But there's an extra mitzvah over here he's ready to accept. It's not, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what happened here. The frat of the mitzvah is Shomu es chedesh aviv, as we're going to see. We don't know that the cheshbon is part of anything. And the Ramban is very clear that the halacha has nothing to do with the Gemara and Shabbos, and that's what he quotes. He mitzvah ibo shon, mitzvah ibo shonim al tkuva dechsiv shomu es chodesh aviv. And later on, a few lines later, he's going to quote v'shamata zchukazis l'mor dom yom yomimo. Okay. And the this is the mitzvah. How about the Gedolos? Yasois and Shnayim. And he quotes later right over here. V'shamata zechuk azois l'mol yom yomimo. Shemoyr al ibo hashonim mitzvah seacheres. Okay. The next time we meet, what I'd like to talk about Bli Neder is the Ramban of Chumash in Derech HaPshat, how he learns Shomo Es Chodesh Aviv and Shmat Chuka Zit Yom Yomimo, and what's going on exactly. Okay, that's all for Rabbah.